News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in this morning to Fond du Lac today. And boy, it is good to be talking about summertime events. I've said that numerous times here this summer, but one of the signature events here in Wisconsin, and boy, even worldwide, even if you're an aviation enthusiast or maybe you just kind of want to get out and do something, it's EAA Air Venture in Oshkosh. And we are on the horizon, so to speak, of another busy week, not just in Oshkosh, but around here in the Fond du Lac area, too. We're joined by Dick Nepinski from EAA to tell us more about this year's Air Venture. Dick, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
I am doing great. It is such a joy to be talking about Air Venture this year. I can't even tell you. It's so much more fun. You know, sometimes you really don't miss what you have until it's gone for a year, but boy, it's good to be back.
Absolutely. Last year we spoke, you had the Spirit of Aviation Week, if I'm not mistaken, which was themed around some of the different things that Air Venture offers and still promoting aviation and promoting the love of airplanes and air travel and even space travel and stuff like that. But boy, to see those planes coming in to the area and to have all the folks back on the grounds, like you just said, it's a great feeling, right?
It really is. You know, some of the volunteers have come in over this week, and we have more than 5,000 of them that work the event. But picking up our conversations where we left them 2 years ago is tremendous, and seeing how they're doing, seeing some of the airplanes flow in this year, and just getting that excitement of pre-opening day of aviation's family reunion taking place again after we missed a year. And we sit back in 2020, we're going to make it a heck of a reunion in 2021, and we aim to do just that.
Let's talk about what goes into to planning. Obviously, you got a year off, so maybe you had some time to evaluate, you know, what's been working, what's not been working. You said just now you wanted to make it one heck of a reunion in 2021. So what went into kind of the last year of planning for a big, big shebang up in Oshkosh this year?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a big shebang starting on the 26th, and a lot of it is, first of all, what could we carry over that we couldn't do in 2020 that we can just move forward? And things such as the Air Force Special Operations, the salute to the end of World War II, those type of things, we could simply move forward into 2021. And we got the okays from the people involved in that, so they will be here. Another thing is our grounds were basically closed for nearly a year to volunteers and everybody else. And so it gave us a chance to fix up a lot of things out there, some buildings, some roads. We got hit with the emerald ash borer, so some of the dead ash trees that have to get out of there as well. All of those things could be taken care of. And then the planning starts. And you have a lot of new people that joined the staff over the past 2 years, getting them up to speed and those type of things. So it is... some of the planning is like it was in past years, but some of it is completely different, especially when you throw in COVID protocols and everything else that goes into a large public event this time.
When it comes to COVID safety protocols, we've been through the virus for a year now, and we're still obviously dealing with the pandemic. For the Air Venture this year, I take it the EAA ground's still going to have, proper safety protocols and things in place this year, correct?
Yeah, we've been working, and we have to throw some kudos out to the Winnebago County Public Health Department because they have been our partner every step of the way. They've been in touch with state and federal authorities saying, what's the latest CDC guidance? What do we do? How do we make this work? And they have been a terrific partner all the way through, and we have to give them credit. But doing that, all right, you're going to see some areas. We ask everybody, bring along a mask, even if you're vaccinated. Bring one along. You might be in a tight room someplace, maybe an aircraft cockpit looking at something. So bring that along. Some exhibitors may ask for it. But with 1,500 outdoor acres, plenty of room to distance. We're doing that for the air show. We're actually setting up two air show boxes at the same time, and so some of the smaller aircraft, one can fly on the north end, one can fly at the south end at the same time, spread that crowd out a little bit. Our food areas, having more distancing involved, we've put some things into place where we can have the lines a little bit shorter at admission and get people through the gate a little bit faster, and all of those things. But as always, you rely on people, use their good common sense, make your decisions based on your personal circumstances. We understand that. We respect that. And also go to our page. We have a whole page set up with our COVID protocol. It's at eaa.org/COVID. People can take a look at it before they come out here and get a good idea of what we're doing on the grounds.
Dick, some of the highlights this year, you mentioned briefly carrying over a few things from 2020 or what was supposed to be 2020 show. Just looking at some of the events, you mentioned the end of World War II, U.S. Air Force Special Operations. Those are some of the key highlights. So what should people look for with those highlights this year in 2021?
Well, those highlights are terrific. They'll be coming toward the end of the week, especially the Air Force Special Operations. They're going to be coming in as en masse, more than a dozen aircraft coming in at the start of the afternoon air show on Thursday, July 29th. So look for that. It's going to be exciting when they bring everything in, including Osprey tilt rotor aircraft, the C-130s, everything else at the same time. The end of World War II. Air Venture is annually the largest gathering of warbird aircraft in the world, up to 400 of them every year. We hope to get more than 100 of those airplanes in the air during the air show on July 30th and 31st to salute the end of the war, tell the aviation history of World War II, and we're looking forward to that. We'll have some veterans from the war with us, really the last time to salute their contributions and their sacrifices, since they're all in their 90s now, and so we'll have that. But earlier in the week, first few days, a salute to humanitarian aviation, everything from a 747 to a flying eye hospital to Samaritan's Purse relief operations and a DC-8, they'll all be on the ramp. Urban air mobility, we're not quite the Jetsons yet, but we're getting there. Some of the things that you start to see, personal air mobility devices, not only on the ground, but some of them flying as well during Tuesday's air shows. So those are just a few of the highlights coming in this year, and then everything big and small, new and old, and everything in between.
You mentioned the air shows, Dick. Those are always a highlight. You have the daily air shows. What do people need to know if they want to plan to come check one out?
9 air shows in 7 days, afternoon air show every afternoon at 2:30, and then the night air shows coming up once again on Wednesday and Saturday, the 28th and the 31st. They started about 8 o'clock and go till 10. Great air show performances at night. If you've never seen a night air show, treat yourself. Come on out for those with big fireworks at the end. So it's something that we're looking forward to and something we always enjoy, and we know the crowd enjoys it too.
And it's always cool to see the airplanes coming in for the air shows and coming in and out just to visit, too. And I know you've got a lot of other stuff going on the grounds, lots of exhibitors. I see, obviously, the fly-in theater. And typically you have some musical entertainment, too. What are some of the other pieces of Air Venture that might not be airplane or aircraft flying through the sky related?
Yeah, you're right. There are some things we've done. A few things we've put on hiatus this year, but for instance, the fly-in movie theater will be operating every night, aviation films being shown, everything from World War II classics to the movie Up to some brand new aviation movies and documentaries being shown every night, even free popcorn with that. So after the air show, in the evening, come on out, see it on a 5-story-high movie screen. Some of the concerts this year, for instance, the traditional Monday night concert, we put that on hiatus this year. It takes a lot of planning, months and months. Didn't know whether we'd be able to do it because of COVID protocol, so we said, okay, let's just set that aside for the year. Same thing with the Runway 5K walk run on Saturday of the week. Just going to put that on a break for 1 year and really concentrate on the things we have. But KidVenture is here, lots of hands-on things for the kids. And by the way, kids this year, 18 and under, are free. So bring the family out. Kids are free, thanks to the Boeing company that's supporting this. And so bring the family out. Save yourself a little bit of money. Other thing I want to tell you, too, if you're coming out here in your vehicle, might want to buy parking in advance. You're going to save $5 a day on parking. And it's cash only at the gate, so if you just have your debit card, that's not going to work. So go online, eaa.org, go to AirVenture, get your auto parking in advance along with your tickets, and you'll be set to get right out to the flight line.
Excellent. And, Dick, one of the cool things about EAA is you never know who you're going to see at EAA. I know there's lots of celebrities that sometimes will make an appearance, whether they're flying in or maybe they're speaking at a conference. Any confirmed big-name guests going to be at EAA this year at all?
Well, you know, it's always interesting. These are the days right beforehand that suddenly people say, hey, do you mind if this person shows up and things like that? So, you know, we're still looking forward to it. Really, for us, the personalities these are the people who bring their airplanes. Some of the people, such as Tuskegee Airmen from World War II, those national heroes, national treasures, they will be here. If the celebrities come, they're airplane geeks like the rest of us. We're happy to have them. And if they make it, terrific. Well, welcome aboard and come look at the airplanes with us.
Very good. Dick, if one more time, if people want more info, you mentioned the website, EAA.org. I know you are very active on social media up there, too. Are those the best places to find out more and see some of the highlights this year?
Absolutely. EAA.org. Click on the AirVenture tab. Or, regardless, if you have an Android or an iOS Apple phone, go get our app. Absolutely free AirVenture app. Download it. You'll have all the information right there at your fingertips on your phone.
Excellent. Dick Dupinsky with EAA. Good luck this year to everybody involved with the AirVenture, and we'll see you out there.
Sounds good. See everybody on the flight line.